Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now to Porrick Lodge and a feast for football.
Yeah, it's rolling on, Mary, day by day at Euro 2024. More excitement yesterday and a late goal by Portugal's substitute Francisco Conceição secured a 2-1 win over the Czech Republic in their opening Group F game in Leipzig. They also needed an own goal as they came from behind to snatch victory in added time, but big improvement needed from the Portuguese if they are to figure at the business end of the tournament. Earlier, a long-range strike from teenager Arda Güler helped Turkey to a 3-1 win in their opener against tournament debutants Georgia. That match played in pouring rain in Dortmund. Güler became the youngest player to score on his debut at a Euros, aged 19 years and 114 days. Three matches on the menu today, all live on RTE2 television. Croatia versus Albania at 2 o'clock, Germany against Hungary at 5 o'clock and Scotland face Switzerland at 8 o'clock. The Scots need to get at least a point from the game to keep their interest in the competition alive, having lost their opening match 5-1 to Germany. Asked about whether it was hard to lift his team's spirits after that loss, the Scotland manager Steve Clarke said he expects his players to have the capacity to quickly move on from setbacks.
Sometimes it's difficult to explain to people who are not involved in professional football that they have to be resilient. They have to be resilient because it's a game, especially in club football, it's a game of emotions. So you can have a terrible result on a Saturday and then you've got to be bouncing yourself back. You've got to be ready to go again on a Wednesday night or a Tuesday night if you're unlucky enough to be playing in the Championship. Because the games come thick and fast. So it's a game of, it's a roller coaster of emotions. It's the same here. They understand they've let everybody down. They're disappointed. But they know they have to be ready and up for the next game because that's the nature of being involved in football.
That's Steve Clarke. The French Football Federation President Philippe Diallo insists it's too early to say whether Kylian Mbappe will be featuring in the remainder of the tournament after suffering a broken nose. The forward was taken to hospital in Dusseldorf after colliding with an opponent's shoulder in the victory over Austria. No immediate surgery was required and plans are being put in place now for the 25-year-old to wear a protective mask. Mark English has set a new Irish record and qualified for his third Olympic Games after running the 800 metres in 1 minute 44.69 seconds at a meet in Finland. The Donegal man took 2/100ths of a second off his own previous national record to finish second, and importantly, he was inside the automatic Olympic qualifying standard. There was an Irish 1-2 in the men's 1500 metres as Cathal Doyle of Clonliffe Harriers pipped UCD's Luke McCann to the line. Shane Ryan just missed out on recording the Olympic qualification time as he broke his own 100 metres record in the semi-finals of the 100 freestyle at the European Aquatics Championships in Belgrade. The two-time Olympian progressed to today's final as the fifth fastest qualifier. Dara Green finished seventh in the men's 100 metres breaststroke final. Galway's John Short is through to the final of the 200 metres backstroke, while the mixed 4x100 medley relay squad of Lottie Cullen, Owen Corby, Max McCusker and Ellie McCartney finished sixth in their final. Ireland's scrum half Jemison Gibson-Park will miss the upcoming summer tour to South Africa because of a hamstring injury. The squad will be captained once again by Peter O'Mahony. Among a host of familiar names are uncapped Leinster duo Sam Prendergast and Jamie Osborne. Ross and Harry Byrne have been left out, while Jack Conan misses out for family reasons. In Gaelic Games, Cathal Healy has announced his inter-county retirement. In his 19-year career, he played football and hurling for Laois before going on to play football for London for the past three seasons. London manager Michael Marr said Healy's dedication and enthusiasm for the game at 37 years of age was unrivalled. And in racing, the opening day of Royal Ascot produced one Irish-trained winner. Willie Mullins Bellaccio landed the Copper Horse Handicap under jockey William Buick. The Aidan O'Brien-trained Henry Longfellow lost narrowly in the St James's Palace Stakes, going down by a neck to Rosalian.